Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is with us. He's the arts editor of Metroland, a wonderful publication, and it's great when Sean comes in, which he does each and every week, to tell us what's happening in the area on stages and screens and gives us a little tap on the shoulder of things that we should put on our calendar and maybe when it comes to movies, say, oh, maybe you should miss that. maybe that stinks.
Or maybe... You know, like with, well, we'll get to that later.
Okay. All right. Let us begin. You have seen two things.
Yes. The first one I'll just mention briefly because it's last day in Albany today. It's called Get, the Trial of Vivian Anselm. That's Get, G-E-T-T, referring to a divorce. It's an Israeli film about a woman who's trying to get her husband to give her a divorce.
Yeah.
Not easy. Yeah. It's a very austere film. The whole thing takes place within the courtroom over a period of, like, years. Mm. And it's very intense. It's very good. I'd recommend it highly.
So it is, all right, and we only have a day to see it, so
yep.
It's Get.
And the other movie I saw was Ex Machina, which was written and directed by Alex Garland. He's best known for writing 28 Days Later and Sunshine and movies like that for Danny Boyle. It's a sci-fi thing about a... sort of a billionaire computer genius who creates an artificially intelligent robot in the form of a woman. And it's a really good thriller. It's really creepy. It's very good at keeping you sort of off balance and not sure what everyone's motives are. It's sort of a game of cat and mouse, and it's really good.
You know, all right, you just said something that put a light on in my brain. Okay, so there was a guy who wrote a book a bunch of years ago, a novel, by the name of The Beach.
Okay.
Okay? And it was really good. It was really, really good. And then they made it into a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, which I believe was his follow-up to Titanic.
Yes.
Which was really, really bad.
That is correct.
Okay. But and then Alex Garland came out with, I think, one, maybe two more very short novels, which were really, really, really good. And then he stopped writing. And I always thought, like, what the hell happened to this guy? He's writing these screenplays. And I never put the two together.
He went where the money is.
That's right. He's going. And so that's great. So now a film that I had modest interest in, I now have great interest in because I do like his storytelling abilities.
Yes. He's really good. And
yeah.
And I will say when he was working for Danny Boyle, because I'm not really a fan of Danny Boyle's movies, Danny Boyle tends to reduce everything down to man turned into a beast. So the movie, like Sunshine, that Alex Garland wrote, chugs along nicely until the end, which makes no sense because it's what Danny Boyle wanted to say. But now he's making his own movies, and they're much. It's going to be a much sunnier road ahead.
Very good. All right, you made my day. Okay, let's go on with what else is happening
tonight at the Egg in Albany. It's the great singing trio, the Waylon Jennies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and an Americana group, Stray Birds, are going to be opening. Tomorrow night is First Friday Albany, so there's a bunch of gallery openings. That starts around 5 o'clock. And one of them is Edge, which is a sort of outsider art show at the Albany Center Gallery downtown on Columbia Street. Friday night at the Proctor's Fenimore Gallery, Classic Theater Guild's production of Our Town opens. I believe that runs for 2 weeks on the weekend.
Nice.
Friday night at Page Hall, the New York State Writers Institute will present William Wellman Jr., who is the biographer of his late father, William Wellman, who is a great director, worked from the 20s through the 50s, and he has many entertaining stories to tell, and he's sort of the keeper of his father's legacy, and it should be interesting.
That's great.
And then Saturday, you can take the children out to Altamont, to Indian Ladder Farms, because Baby Animal Days is starting.
Oh.
They can see the goats and the...
They're
piglets,
cute.
Yes.
Yeah, that's baby animal season.
Yep. So it's about 2 weeks of cuteness.
All right. That's worth the price of admission.
Yeah. And then Saturday,
I don't know if there is a price of admission, but it's worth it.
It's small.
Yeah. Okay.
It's small.
It's baby.
Yeah. And then Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's Albany Pro Musica. They're going to be performing. I think the program's called In Paradiso, so it's sort of choral music related to going to paradise. As opposed to Inferno, I suppose.
Going to paradise.
Yes. And then Saturday night in Underground at Proctor's, it's the monthly, pretty much the best comedy show, which I sort of admire their chutzpah for that title.
Agreed.
It features Eli Braden as the featured comic, and there'll be a couple other comics on the bill.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and then Monday night at the Palace, they're showing American Graffiti. Remember George Lucas? Long, long ago?
Pre-Star Wars.
Pre-Star Wars?
Yeah.
He had a pretty good 70s. Not much of an 80s, but he had a good 70s.
Very good 70s. You know, I guess I knew this, but I didn't really know this, which was we had John Landis on the show last week, the director of Animal
He's
House.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. I am a huge John Landis fan and an even bigger fan after talking to him. However, he was talking about how there was a script and of Animal House that was more contemporary. And then one of the because most of the frat experiences were fairly just right, had just happened.
Ah, yes.
By the young,
fresh in the memories,
the National Lampoonites who were writing, right, writing the movie. And they said, oh, you know, let's go back and let's put it. And then this way we can make fun of American Graffiti. And so a lot of
nice.
That movie is just making fun of American Graffiti. And I had never looked at it in that context. I just sort of saw them both as comedies of that generation.
Right.
But when you look at it in that way, it's so now I want to watch it again just to,
well
that's with that in mind.
Well, that certainly makes sense because one of the great comic set pieces of the movie is Belushi in the cafeteria going through and being a disgusting pig.
Yeah.
And the song on the soundtrack is Sam Cooke singing Wonderful World.
Right.
Yeah.
There good you go. Stuff.
Yeah. And then Wednesday night at the Spectrum 8 Theaters in Albany, it's the Youth FX Films. Youth FX is a program out of Grand Street Community Arts in downtown Albany. It's films made by teenagers. Apparently, the program has been accepted into some national film festivals. So this is I think this is your last chance to see it locally.
Yeah, they've done some really great things. I've seen some of these films. I've seen some of the work over there. They do incredible work.
Yeah.
Really neat, neat stuff.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get to it's the season of the summer blockbuster, Sean. Are you ready?
4,740, I think, two screens.
Wow.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
All right, this is Avengers 2.
Yes, and Ultron looks like the Iron Man from the Iron Man suit that Jeff Bridges wore in the first Iron Man movie. That was my takeaway from the trailer.
Okay.
That and that noise that's on the soundtrack of every trailer, literally every trailer. I'm expecting to start hearing it on rom-com trailers. Anyway, whatever. Keeps, what's his name, employed? The composer.
Robert, oh, no.
Oh, I was thinking, yeah, I can't think of his name right now. Hans Zimmer.
Ah, yes.
Yes. And then there's another movie opening, Clouds of Sis Maria. This is Oliver Assayas' film about a middle-aged actress played by Juliette Binoche and her assistant, Kristen Stewart, who won some sort of French Oscar for this.
Great.
And then Chloe Grace Moretz is in it, and apparently it's really good.
And interestingly, on four screens.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be if you go from, like, Rochester to Worcester, four screens.
Four screens, right.
Yeah.
But still, it's
right.
But we have it here, and that's what,
yes,
what counts. In our region,
right,
the confines of our seven-state region, you,
yes,
can see it.
Yes, it's in Albany and Great Barrington. Then we have Desert Dancer, which is a fact-based drama about an underground Iranian dance troupe that was formed in the late 2000s. And the problems they undoubtedly had.
Hmm. Well, that all sounds good.
Yes.
So maybe next, are you going to go see the Avengers?
Yes, I agreed to. You see, I have friends my age who actually grew up reading those kind of comic books. I did not. I never read any of them. I didn't know an X-Men from... I knew the ones that were on TV, like the Super Friends cartoon.
Yeah.
That was about my experience of comic books. But I did agree to go see this.
Okay.
I am more looking forward to the Juliette Binoche movie, but, you know, I will be going to see the Avengers.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing your take on both of those next week.
Sean
Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, and the publication is out. You can find it. Go enjoy it. And Sean will be with us next week. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you.
You're welcome.
The Congressional Corner coming up next on the Roundtable.